love, unrequited, robs me of my rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on my chest and weaves itself into my midnight slumber. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and reposes to boot by anxiety, I conceive you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the bedclothes conspire of usual slumber to plunder you. First your counterpane goes and uncovers your toes, and your sheet slips demurely from under you. Then the blanketing tickles you, feel like smick pickles, so terrible sharp is the pricking. And you're hot and you're cross and you tumble and toss till there's nothing twixt you and the ticking. Then the bedclothes all creep to the ground in a heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next your pillow resigns, the palette declines to remain at its usual angle. Will you get some repose in the form of a doze with hot eyeballs and head ever aching? But your slumbering teams with such horrible dreams, so you very much better be waking. Will you dream you're crossing a channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harwich, which is something between a large bathing machine and a very small second-class carriage? And you're serving a treat, penny ice and cold meat, to a party of friends and relations. They're ravenous horde, and they all came aboard a Sloane Square and South Kensington stations. And found in that journey you find your attorney who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized, and you don't feel surprised when he tells you he was only 11. Well, you're driving like mad with a singular lad by the ridership's now a four-wheeler. And you're playing round games, and he calls you bad names when you tell him the ties with the dealer. Well, this you can't stand, so you throw him your hand, and you find your skull's an icicle. And your shirt and your socks are black, some with gold clocks, crossing Salisbury Plain on a bicycle. And he and the crew are bicycles tours, and somehow or other invested in. And he's selling guitars of the particulars of a company he's interested in. It's a scheme of devices to get at low prices, all through some cloth mixtures and cables, which tickle the sailors by treating retailers as though they were all vegetables. You get a good space when you plant a small trace of first sight with boots with a root tree. And his legs will take root and his fingers will shoot and blossom and bud like a fruit tree. The green grocery tree gives you grape and creepy cauliflower, pineapple and cranberry. While the pastry cook plantry brandy will brand and will puff street corners and memories. The shires are plenty and ever so many are taken by Rothbard and Baron. And just as a few are allotted to you, you awake with a shudder despairing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and no wonder you snore, for your head's on the floor, and your needles and pins from your soles to your shins, and your flesh is a creep for your left leg to sleep, a cramp in your toes, and a fly in your nose, and some fluff in your lung, and a feverish tongue, and a thirst that's intense, the general sense that you haven't been sleeping in clover. Darkness has passed, and it's daylight at last. The night has been long, ditto, ditto, my song. And thank goodness they're both of them over.